Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, and I'm the founder of Your Transformation Hub and The Mastery Project, and now this podcast. This series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, finding ways to get in alignment with your purpose, and also to empower yourself on a daily basis. Most importantly, I want us to have fun becoming the architect of our own life. Okay, today's episode, episode 3, we're looking at 5 ways to improve your luck. Okay, well, perhaps number one, I'm a little bit of a fraud, all right, I'll admit it, because I believe that luck is all about openness. So technically, we are, if we all choose to be open, we are all lucky, all right? So luck for me is about your readiness to be open to the opportunities, abundance and prosperity that surrounds us all, okay? So if you haven't traditionally been very lucky in your life, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be handing out the numbers for the winning lotteries today. But what I will say is, number one, if you can imagine, a little bit like Tesla said, if you want to know the secrets of the universe, it's all about energy, frequency, and vibration. So if you imagine yourself in the middle of the most perfect and beautiful electric web, if you like, or charge everywhere, and all of this energy flowing all around you and through you, then that's what I'd like you to feel in that sense of luck, is that you're always connected, you've always got just as much chance to succeed as anyone else, and it's simply a choice and the use of your own free will with your degree of openness. So number one, if you want to be lucky in life, truly be open-hearted, open-minded, and believe in your unique connection, because that is what matters, okay? So you could say emotionally or sort of materially that luck for a lot of people is about effortless creativity, okay? Or spontaneous great stuff happening, all right? So that could be another way of defining it. But again, creating effortlessly is about your alignment and about your openness and degree of openness. And spontaneity, again, is all about how connected you are to your infinite portal to energy, creativity, which is, of course, your heart center. So being spontaneous will create a degree of luck in your life, all right, because of your openness. So believe that you are worthy of receiving, all right, and that the universe isn't playing favorites, all right. If people perceive that they're unlucky or they're less lucky than other people, it's simply because they're putting that judgment on themselves, all right. So don't judge yourself. Say, hey, I am lucky, if that's the concept you want to use or the word you want to use. Or just simply say, I am worthy of receiving unconditionally for myself. Okay. Alrighty. Number two. Well, a lot of people really believe in effort, and I am definitely one of those people in life. Effort is very important. All right. Focus, commitment, showing that you want what you want and you're prepared to, as I said, back it with effort. However, when it comes to luck, sometimes we have to admit that actually we're not in our heart center embracing all the opportunities to be lucky. We're actually caught in our mind and getting into a space where we're trying to force the natural flow of energy, trying to, should we say, anchor it down so tightly that we end up shutting it down. All right. So number two is about being able to step back, about being able to work with the flow of opportunity, with the flow of energy in our lives, rather than perhaps trying so hard to nail it down, we actually realize we're not creating and we're not connected, because all we are is in our mind, potentially joining up with that limited self and basically try and control everything or force things. So if you want to improve your luck, just do a little bit of a self-audit, a little bit of a self-observation, and check that you're not trying to force things in life. Yes, persistence and effort are vital in the creative process, particularly when we're committing to something in form. But when we try too hard, trying is definitely the domain of the mind. It's not your heart centre. So it is much more, if you want to attract opportunity, to be able to look at your life and look at the opportunities as being a flow that you're going to flow with. All right, so go with the flow, enjoying yourself in the creative process. All of this is really, really important. Okay. So think of yourself like you've got a surfboard, you're in the unlimited sea of all of that beautiful energy, and what you're doing is you're learning to surf and you are getting on the wave, and the wave is part of that sea. Okay. Already, number three. So when we want to be lucky, yes, we need to be lucky in two ways. For a lot of us, it's just, I want to be lucky physically. I want to have a load of money, or I want to have a beautiful house, great car, great girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. But what I always say to people about luck, if you look at luck as effortless creativity, then you're going to need a strong heart-mind alignment. Now, I talk about heart-mind alignment a lot in my work, and it is always going to acknowledge that we have both our mind, of course, administrating our practical process, our planning, our time management to bring something into the world. But the most important part of our creative connection is our heart center. So we need both of those parts of ourself working if we want to improve our luck. So if you feel that you're unlucky, then what you're going to be more likely to do is not be in your heart center and be open, but you're more likely to be edging towards your mind and then sort of going around the cube, if you like, of defined aspects, kind of trying to find a solution, but all you're doing is actually living inside the cube. Whereas luck, if it's going to be a spontaneous, unknown event for you in your life, that's going to be outside the cube. So it's always important to remember that the mind will focus and administrate your energy into physical form. That is very important. But your heart is going to create the flow in the first place. So if you want to be lucky, it is definitely about focusing yourself in a heart-mind alignment. So seeing those two very powerful aspects of yourself working together and co-creating. And your heart is always going to give you lots of fun things to do, lots of ways to enjoy yourself in creativity. And that, I think, is a fundamental part of being lucky, because you're not worrying, you're not super attached and trying too hard, and you're enjoying yourself going, hey, there's any amount of energy and it could come my way. So remember, creativity HQ is your heart. And if you do want to improve your options, your probabilities, then you do need to be open to that unlimited immaterial flow. Okay. Now, number four. This one I think is quite important if you are looking to get, shall we say, universal investment. One of the most important aspects of us is what we believe and how we are conditioned towards receiving. So for number four, if you want to create and improve your luck in the sense of effortless or spontaneous creativity, help support investment, then look at how open you are to receiving unconditionally. Are you actually prepared to adapt? And what's the kind of message that you're sending out to the greater universe about what you want? So are you good at actually voicing, celebrating, enthusing about what you truly want? Now, a lot of people who are fortunate in the sense of who are prosperous, they're doing well in life. They're an advert, actually, for radiating confidently what they truly want. All right, that will definitely be part of their alignment in their success. So when you're in that space of talking to your greater self, to the opportunities, to that beautiful flow of energy that could come in and support you in creating exactly what you want, then you do need to be clear, and also, secondly, not to put any degree of conditionality on your receiving. Now, a lot of people get caught up with luck having to take a certain form. It has to be money, or it has to be that new car I want. Basically, they're choosing a specific form instead of saying luck actually is a flow of energy, and so it could come in any particular form. So definitely don't be super, super precise about you want what you want in the sense of it's got to be that or nothing, because all or nothing, the universe and the flow of energy finds that quite difficult to work with. So be unconditional, all right? Be in the magic of it and go, I don't know how this could happen, but I am open to it happening. And if you can be in that space, then you're definitely going to improve your odds. Okay, number 5. The last point I'd like to make is that if you do want greater material luck, i.e. you want to manifest your home, or as I said, a new job, or a new car, or a new form that's physical, then rushing around madly is often not the best way to go. Now, the reason is because the universe is co-creating with you. And when we rush, we often, unfortunately, rush out of our hearts straight into our heads and start causing a lot of stress in our creativity. So the key thing with being lucky is being a little bit happy-go-lucky in the sense of going with the flow in life and being open to random invitations, because it's a little bit like the universe is sending us messages to sometimes slow down so we can be in the right place at the right time. Now, when I talk to clients about patience, they sort of raise their eyebrows and go, I haven't got time for patience. And I go, well, that is actually going to compromise the amount of time you have with yourself to actually create effortlessly. So a lot of us are aware of the power of now, that when we are now, we've got a greater heart and mind alignment, for example. We're also in a space where the universe can really align very effectively with us, and we have all our energetic resources there. So don't push yourself. Don't push your world around, all right? Don't rush around going, I'll do this in double quick time. Actually, keep yourself in that now and in that heart and mind alignment. And then you're in a very, very good space to be able to bring and magnetize whatever you want in effortless, spontaneous ways. Okay. Well, it's been my pleasure today to talk all about being lucky and how to improve your luck. And if you would like more content like this, then please go to the websites yourtransformationhub.com and themasteryproject.com, both offering empowering and uplifting solutions and journeys in order to really harness your inner assets and your own abilities that are unique to you, and to enjoy those and to become the architect of your own life. Thank you very much for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you at episode number 4. Thank you very much.